The Republican Party started under the premise that slavery should not be expanded. They weren't abolitionists per se. Some of them were, but many of them were not abolitionists. They were anti-slavery men. And what that meant was that they expected slavery to die a natural death. But in order to do that, in order for that to happen, slavery had to be contained. And so the idea was you don't let it expand into the Western territories.
This new coalition is a coalition of Northerners who are absolute believers in this idea of a free labor American dream, of their right to go west and get themselves 20 acres of land somewhere, or 40 acres, or whatever they could get, and not have to compete with the slave labor system. Lincoln's political life, Lincoln's political career in the 1850s was built on this question of stopping the expansion of slavery into the West, or what the Republicans called the free soil persuasion.
The Republican Party, in which Abraham Lincoln fast became a leading light, regarded the expansion of slavery as a direct threat to their free soil ideology. But although the enemy of slavery, they were no friend of the slave.
You could be anti-slavery and anti-black. You could be anti-slavery and not want black people around. And much of the anti-slavery fervor was, we don't want them around. Partly it was, we don't want them around because they're alien people, they're different, they're inferior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there was also, we don't want them around because they're not paid and they're very bad for wages.